Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
For Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's start the show. Little Victories. The little victory is... Everyone in the studio is actually quiet. That's my little victory. If you could see the faces, because I just screamed at my children right before we went on the air because they were fighting. Hi, Owen and Hudson.
Hi.
It's going to be a hell of a day. How you guys doing? Welcome
Great.
To the show. Little
Great.
Victory is we made it to your July appearance already. We're already in July. July. You don't
no
want to
poop
be
July.
No poop. There's no such thing as a no poop July,
no,
Hudson.
It's no poop July.
Nobody's ever heard of that. You're disgusting. All right, little
it's viral on TikTok.
It is.
Yes.
And,
no,
and Instagram. Sadly,
no poop July.
Yeah.
It's like the other one that when I'm not gonna say.
I don't want to know. Okay, so no poop July is in effect. I will be pooping, and so will you, or else you're gonna end up in the hospital. So little victories is
I'll
that
be
we're
on my grind.
We're not following the trend. Of no poop
I'm starting
July.
My 3 week streak. I mean, 3 year streak.
That's disgusting. All right, little victories. DZ will be on the show for question of the day next. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, DZ. So we do have two special guests in here, but it's still our show. Let's not get it twisted. I have to keep them under wraps, these two, because Owen and Hudson have joined us today. Lord help me, my 11 and 13 year old. Hi, boys.
Hi.
So the question of the day, Hudson is so into it, DZ. It's because it has to do with pain. And I went, I don't know if we need to do that right now with DZ. He's going through it. He's going through it. Your mic's on, Hudson.
It is. I couldn't hear me.
Oh, it's
Magic.
On. It's on.
I feel like I'm talking to a rock when I talk to this thing.
No, it is a rock, but you're talking to us. Don't worry. So, DZ, yeah. The question of the day is, do you prefer physical or mental pain?
Oh, this is great.
This is a deep one because, man, DZ's going through it, you guys, with his knee surgery. You've seen him all laid up.
Facts. I love how I was like, man, this is really deep. DZ's going through it. Let's do it as the question.
And then it's like silence, and then nobody wants
then
to talk about it.
They just at first, they were like, yes, yes, let's do this question. Let's do this question.
Okay.
And then we get on there, and now they don't want to talk about it. Come
I
on now.
I think I'm better with physical, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I broke my arm once. Not going to lie, I'm built different. Didn't feel anything.
Okay, that's a lie. I remember you feeling it, but you are built different, Hudson. DZ,
Mom said Cap. I was there, my boy.
I was there. He was in pain.
Mental pain is way worse.
He broke his arm at camp on the monkey bars. He fell off the monkey bars.
No,
long
I
story.
Didn't for the last time, I didn't fall into the monkey bars. I ran right straight into them.
Okay. Right. Story has changed over the years. But anyway, I digress.
I told you the true story about it for years, and you still just think I fell off.
Oh, well, the camp counselors must have had a different one. Okay. DZ.
The CCTV footage. The camp counselor TV footage must have said different.
Fine, he fell. DZ, physical or mental pain? Because you are going through it, seriously.
I'm honestly going through both at the moment, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
Physical and mental. Physical because of the knee surgery. Mental, well, because of the recovery from the knee surgery. Mental pain, it doesn't actually feel, right? You don't go through any of that physical anguish, the groan that you do in the physical pain. I think I gotta say mental pain, because you can hide it better. Yeah, I can't hide physical pain. I can't hide, no matter the amount of physical pain I'm in. I'm hurting right now. But mentally, you can be in anguish always and nobody could know it.
See, okay. I see what you're saying.
We won't get deep. Let's get deep.
Yeah, no, you're saying I can hide the mental pain, so I'm going with the physical. See, I think my physical has gotten so... I've gotten so much stronger physically because of the mental pain, if that makes any sense.
Of course.
But 100%. I do... But this is also, unfortunately, if you really want to get deep with mental health, this is where self-harm comes from, because a lot of times people don't want to feel the mental pain, so they will cause physical pain to themselves, or self-hate
to create a
release from the mental pain and cause physical pain. Yes, Hudson, hi, what's up? You had your hand raised.
I was going to say something about what you said, but never mind.
Oh, did I get too deep with the self-harm? Did it make you... Oh, no. It didn't have to do with the topic, I guess.
No, it's fine.
Okay, it's fine. So
he's
anyway.
Like, nah, the moment's passed. Another topic for another day. Like, don't worry about it. Don't
you
worry
brought
about
up
it.
Self-harm. I changed my mind. Never mind. I'm not commenting right now. So
suddenly anyway. My topic isn't as interesting.
Exactly. That part. Okay, so you're going with you would prefer physical pain. Honestly.
Mental.
Or mental. I would prefer physical because nobody can see when I'm in mental pain and it sucks. And because that's the easiest to hide. And I don't. Yeah. That makes it more painful, right, Hudson? Then you're hiding it, and then you're in more pain, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather have the physical for sure.
I hear where y'all are coming from.
Why are you whispering? What, Hudson? My 11-year-old.
Just curious.
Would you ask?
No one will are you in any pain right now?
Am I in any pain? No, but ask DZ.
Mom.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
DZ dying. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. Owen, did you answer? Physical or mental?
You don't want to
answer anymore? Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay. Well, then you don't have to. That's fine, because we're going to take calls and texts next. And we're going to find out, do you prefer physical or mental pain?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, DZ, so it's me and you and my 11 and 13-year-old Owen and Hudson today. Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Good morning.
They're going to disappear, though, because the Dunkin'
Plus
Donuts
two.
Just got here, DZ, so they're going to be quiet now.
Oh, I'm on the way. I'm going to be quiet, too.
Don't worry. There might be donuts on your porch, too. Wink, wink. Okay, so.
Oh, snap.
Just give it a minute.
Get out of here.
Give DoorDash a minute, DZ. There might be donuts on your porch, too. All right.
You're hilarious.
So the question of the day is, do you prefer physical or mental pain? I'm going to go straight to the phones. Matt in Milwaukee, not Mike in Racine. This is Matt in Milwaukee on day two. Hi, Matt.
We just changing your name and your city, my boy.
Well, there is a Mike in Racine, but this is not him. I feel bad now. Hi, Matt.
What's going on, Mark?
Morning. Mark. Hey, you can call me Mark, Mike, whatever you want.
Hey, Mitch. What's going on, Mitch? No, for real.
Hey,
no.
Marvin, my boy.
Starving
Murphy.
Marvin.
Call me Murphy.
Murphy.
I just know there's a story behind that one, by the way, and I don't think I want to hear it yet.
No.
No, it's my gamer tag.
Do you prefer
fair enough.
Physical or mental pain? That's what we're talking about on the question of the day.
I 100% would pick physical pain. Mm-hmm. Mental pain, in my opinion, if I have mental anguish or mental anything going on, that just brings everybody else into my world that I don't want them in. And they get all... Then they get all, they try to get deep with me and like, what's going on? I don't want to talk about it, you know?
Oh,
I'm just, let me deal with it.
Try to, try to dig, inevitably pry. Okay. But it's more or less invest in what's going on with you. What's wrong? Because that's never the case with you, my boy.
Matt, but that's what you should be doing. That's what they're trying to get you to open up and talk about it and release it, and you won't do it.
That's the problem. In war zone, because then my Xbox guy will be like, "What's up? Your KD's off tonight," and I'll tell him, "Oh, I'm messed up mentally right now." You know,
your KD ratio.
My KD doesn't get messed up.
Men, the biggest problem is when they're stressed is their video games, for real? Is that what we're talking about?
If I tweak my knee, I can still get a dub in Fortnite.
Oh, my God. You know?
It's disassociation. Hey, listen, I might not be able to run in real life, but I can run in GTA, okay?
Exactly.
Wait a second. How are my 11 and 13-year-olds saying nothing during this video game discussion? You guys have no feelings about
it? They're not asking us anything.
Excuse me.
Do you guys agree?
We're not even here.
Matt said...
You guys agree?
Yeah.
With what?
Thank you. I agree too.
They said I'm acting like they're not even here. Oh, I'm getting yelled at by my children right now. I'm sorry.
Oh no, the bosses.
Now they're feeling some mental pain.
Now they're going through mental anguish.
Come on,
now they're just going to start video gaming to get over it.
Matt, I'm their mother. They feel it every day. Okay, come on.
It's called parenthood. Okay, it's not mental anguish. It's parenthood.
I'm kidding, boys. Love you. They're so happy.
Appreciate you, Murphy.
Bye, Matt. Matt tried to talk to you guys. You weren't that responsive. I'm sorry, we
aren't here.
I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to act like you're not here.
That's not at all. That's not what I think at all. I'm just tired.
Okay, well then let's go to the next caller and see what they think, because it's somebody who called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. Hey, Sauce.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Girl, you know what it's like dealing with teens. It's in the 6 a.m. hour. That's what we're working with right now. I got attitudes. I got you're not paying attention to me.
It's the witching hour between 6 a.m. And she's still awake from last night. Oh. I'm like, you didn't go to sleep yet? And then she's like, nope. I better enjoy this now, because when you get older, you're not able to do that kind of stuff anymore.
What time were you up till, Hudson? 3 or something ridiculous the other day?
Okay, not the other day.
Whatever. Hudson's staying up late, too. Sorry.
Maybe.
Okay, yeah. Saucy, physical or mental pain? Which are you picking?
I'd rather have physical pain, because mental pain causes me physical pain, but my physical pain does not cause me mental pain, because I'm not beating myself up over it.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Wait, say that again, Saucy.
I follow the logic.
That was really good logic, actually. Say that again one more time.
I said mental pain causes me physical pain, mm-hmm. but physical pain doesn't cause me mental pain, because I'm not beating myself up over not being able to do it.
Meaning you could make yourself physically ill from the way you're thinking about something, but rarely do you make yourself ill because your body makes you feel something.
That's actually, I disagree with you guys. You totally get physical pain from mental illness.
Yeah.
You get it both ways.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah, like in your joints.
Yeah, but you do get mental
in your
head. You get it both ways.
Feel it in your back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And that comes from hiding the emotional pain.
True. And then it comes out. Yeah, a lot of people have back pain because of that. Kelly in Sussex texted in and said physical pain, because mental pain can feel like torture, and I'm too sensitive for that. It's interesting how everybody takes different pain differently, isn't it? This is so different. I don't know.
Well, and how it's coming across mentally for everybody, even though, you know, people are saying kind of the same thing, like, oh, I'd rather have physical. Everybody's reason's different.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
All right. Thanks, Saucy.
Really cool.
We love you. Thanks for calling.
Much love.
Bye.
Happy Wednesday. Bye.
One more caller. Angel's in Racine. Angel, we're running out of time, but we're asking the question of the day. Is physical or mental pain? Which way are you going?
I'm going with physical, because it goes away. Mental sticks with you.
Hold on.
Everyone is losing their mind in mental, that works with mental health right now, because mental pain does go away if you work on it. You have to, it's just like physical pain when you go to the doctor for your arm or your knee. You have to go to the doctor for your brain. Mental health is a thing, so it is fixable, and I want you guys all to remember that. And it sticks with you, no, it's fixible.
Well,
I'm proof of that. I've got trauma. Come on, takes years.
Yeah. the course of rehab is different for everybody, right? And the plan of action for A might not be the plan of action for B or C. So let's see what comes, you know, really shakes from it, right?
Yeah. Well, and if we said that people with mental health never, there was no cure, they couldn't get better, then that would mean every addict, everyone who's mentally ill would have no hope. And the whole point behind mental illness is hope, right? That's what keeps us from being not suicidal, not, you know, down and out, is hope, right? Is having hope. So now I'm bringing myself back around. Sorry, I'm giving a mental health speech over here, Owen and Hudson. Give me a second. They're so mad at me, DZ. They're
still
so
haven't mad. Realized what's going on.
She said hi. Angel said hi.
Hi.
Can you tell they're mad? They're mad I even let them talk enough. Okay.
They're waiting for a lighter topic.
Your pain goes away fast in your backpack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to hear about your doctor appointment this morning, right? I can't wait to hear what the doctor said. Okay, good.
Had a doctor's appointment yesterday, y'all. Woo! Updates to come.
I cannot wait. What would DZ do? Coming up next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ, today's problem has to do with two coworkers in love, but they've got to keep it a secret. Ooh.
Oh, man. D-L-L-O. Uh-oh.
Owen and Hudson are in here, my 11 and 13-year-old. Hey, honey.
Hi.
Hey, Owen. He's not paying attention. Never mind. He's watching a YouTube video.
Like, what up? I didn't know.
Well, you're not even talking to the mic, honey, so you're clearly disconnected from the show. So, hi, Owen.
Hi.
That's my 13-year-old. Everyone goes, is that Owen? He is. He says his voice doesn't sound any different. I go, Owen, you have no idea how much your voice has dropped. Hello.
Girl, spill the tea.
Hello.
Okay.
Girl, spill the tea. I love
Hudson so much. Okay. So we got a submission. They want to remain anonymous, and I'm going to read it exactly as I received it this morning. It says, okay, DZ, I'm in a relationship with a coworker that has to remain secretive. We've been friends for
already dating.
Oh, yeah. We've been friends for many years and became intrigued one day. Also, the age difference is pretty great, but isn't age just a number? I can tell you what the age difference is if you really want to know.
Age is just a number is what pedophiles say.
Well, yeah. Owen, that's because you're a child.
This is like a Reddit story.
It's not.
Not here.
It's a real text. Look, you can see it was sent to me from someone I know that I got to keep quiet, so I can't tell you who this is. It's okay,
maybe
so they said,
after.
Listen, there's an age gap. I already know what it is. It's pretty significant, okay? She's in her late 20s.
He's
in his
10 years?
Yeah. She's in her late 20s, I think, and he's in his early 40s. Maybe her 30s. So there's a significant, there's a difference. Okay, anyway, let me just read on.
Yeah.
He says, this person has helped me with regaining my confidence in myself and has made me feel safe. We want to be public, but with the work situation, it's hard to be open. We both have been in past relationships and know that marriage could be a possibility, but if not on paper, we look forward to a great party. Obviously, you two... Oh, then he says, obviously, you two are invited, LOL. Yes! Thank you!
I think he meant me and you.
Definitely get married.
No, he didn't mean me and you. He meant me and DZ, but okay. You could be my plus one, okay, Hudson?
Fans are so rude.
Our fans are so rude, he says. Then it says, we could really use your advice. Please keep us anonymous. # secret lovers. Okay. So there is the age. The age difference doesn't seem to be a part of their issue. What the issue is that they work together and they're not supposed to be dating for multiple reasons.
Unfortunately, the age gap is a little bit of an issue because they feel like they're going to be perceived ickily. That's not a word. Perceived in a gross way to their coworkers, to the public, to their friends and family, because they're going, oh, you know, you're old. You're how old? They're how old? Ooh, and then you do the math. For some reason, everybody runs and does the math to, like, the age of 18.
Yeah.
And going, oh, so, but you're doing math in the wrong year. This relationship didn't even happen.
Wait, who wasn't even born yet, Hudson?
When he was 18, she wasn't even born yet.
Elephant.
Depending Elefanto on which,
you know, you know, who asked? Now they're 40 and 20. Let them live, okay, Hudson? He's not wrong. They're caught on the age thing. Yeah, they're caught on the age thing because they're younger, which is a younger person thing. Because Hudson, one day when you're like 18, you're going to look at a 23-year-old and go, man, the 23-year-old is so old, man. But you're not, when you get older, it's not going to feel like that.
No,
yes.
Mom, you're just old.
And then when you're 23, you're going to look at the 30-year-old and go, man, 30 is so old.
Those 30-year-olds are ancient. Then you're going to become 30 and you're going to go, this ain't that old. What was I thinking? This and it goes on every year of your life. Yep. It will continue through your 40s. You will still feel 20. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm just saying.
Until about 35, you're going to think everybody older than you is old.
Exactly. That part. Correct. Okay, so do you think, what should they do? Sorry, did you give your advice, DZ?
No, not yet. And truth is, this one's a little tough, G, because on the front end, it sounds like you found your champion. Right? You found somebody that's going to support you, somebody that's probably already helped you through some tough times. Now, I don't know if you really dip into the love toe that often, but have you found somebody that's a really great support system, or have you found somebody that you could build a life off of, right? If y'all both have drama, if y'all both work in the same place, if y'all both have experience, this could be fruitful. It sounds like you don't have to worry about being able to date at work. You're worried about the perception of you guys dating at work, but you're already together.
Can I say something? You know what one of the hardest things for me is dating, and I'm going to talk about this with my kids here because I don't care anymore. Yes, Hudson, and then I have to say what's hard.
Before we continue,
I'm going to forget what I was going to say now, and you already know how this is going to go,
DZ. Just picture that she's like 23 and the guy's like 42.
We're still on the age.
Gotcha, that's what we all go to immediately.
Okay, what I wanted to say was, with dating, one of the struggles I have is finding someone who makes me better. And someone who truly adds value to my life and makes me just a better person. Like, I don't want to be with someone.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, unless I become a better person and they push me to be better and they inspire me, right? That's the kind of partner I want if I'm ever in a relationship. And that is truly hard to find. And so what I'm a little jealous of in this submission from this person is that he said, you know, she helped me regain my confidence, made me feel safe. Like, he's starting to feel like confident again. And you have to feel that within yourself, but your partner should be supportive, you know?
And when somebody helps bring that out of you and doesn't force it out of you,
it's great.
You're going to fall for that person. I hate to say it inevitably.
Right? They make you feel good about yourself. That's how they make you feel.
Ding.
Did that ever happen to you, Mom?
Dong.
Where someone has made me feel better?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I've been in relationships before. I wouldn't have married your father if I wasn't in love. Granted, we're divorced and you know that. So I'm not going to make it awkward. But obviously.
Different time, different life.
Yeah, it was a different time.
12 years
what? Since I've been divorced? Look. Okay.
Stop doing math, man. All right? Stop doing math.
Hudson?
This November, I think.
I thought you didn't like math.
We didn't get... What do you mean this November?
I was thinking about your wedding date. Sorry.
Oh. I didn't know you knew our wedding date.
You told me.
I don't know their wedding date.
Like November 2009.
Oh, my God. We're having a real convo on the air right now. Yes, I got married in November 2009. Okay, DZ. Confused. So anyway, somebody texted in, Allie, is this secretly you? It is not. I do know the couple it is. It is not me. But we're going to take your advice next. 414-533-1037. He is
in... We ain't got no 20-year-olds working here.
Hell no. He's a...
All the phones ringing.
Thank you, DZ. Yeah, they are ringing.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so I got a text from someone that wants advice from DZ. Literally, 5 a.m., hey, I need advice. That's how serious it was, DZ. And then I got the text.
Couldn't even wait.
Where he says, hey, I'm working with my I'm in love with my coworker, basically. It's secretive. They've been friends for many years, and they've decided now one day that they were romantic, but they work together. So they're torn on what to do. They really need your advice. Oh, sorry, Hudson. Go ahead. Let me turn on Hudson's mic.
Juicy girl.
Juicy. It is juicy.
It's my 11-year-old, everybody. So, DZ, that's the submission.
You're already dating, right? You already got something going. It sounds like you found your champion, and now you're letting anybody else kind of get in your head about it. Age ain't none but a number. I agree. Mm-hmm. Stop telling yourself that it is. Don't even worry about the age. What you need to worry about is figuring out the ring size.
Okay, but have we... That's actually true. If you guys want to be together, and somebody said, who's older, the guy or the girl? The guy. The guy's the older one. He's in his 40s, and she's either in her late 20s, I think.
Oh, no, it has to be.
Oh, why was I thinking of it backwards? No, I was thinking of it backwards for some reason.
No, he's in his 40s and she's in her 20s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not that it really changes anything for me. Like, 23 and 42.
What's that, Hudson?
I'm going to say that she's 23 and he's 42.
Does that, and how do you feel about that, Hudson? Ick?
19 years.
He's giving a gross face right now. Like
years.
I said, when you get older, you don't care as much. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jamie in Economowoc this morning. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
All right. Do you have any different advice than what DZ said? Because this guy, he wants to date his coworker, but they're stressed. They're keeping it secretive right now that they're together.
DZ's right. I went through the exact same thing as this couple. I was 23 when I met my husband. He was 41.
Look at that math, Hudson.
Girlie.
Hudson's face.
I was questioning it myself at first, but there was never a moment where I questioned whether it was the right thing for me. And he does make me better. We're married. We've been married for 20 years. I have a stepdaughter who's only 7 years younger than me. He'll be 63, and I'm 45.
And so that's
wait, you said you have a stepdaughter that's only 7 years younger than you?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
okay.
Hudson, that's that's like me dating a 63-year-old now.
It gets real weird when we talk about the fact that I was born the year that he graduated from high school.
Yeah.
You don't think about that stuff. No. You focus on the times that you did know each other. Because you ain't know that man in Pampers, did you? Nope.
No. And you don't want to think about that because that's weird. Right, Hudson?
Well, and we be honest? The lived experience of two different sets of people can drastically vary between each. Somebody that's 23 can have the same lived experience as somebody that's 41.
That's
given,
true.
You know, the circumstance, whether it's marriage, whether it's upbringing, whether it's, the unfortunate things that happen in your life. You could be the same age mentally and emotionally.
That's a solid point, honestly. It really is easy what you said. Like, if that's why they joke age ain't nothing but a number. But if you're over 18, age ain't nothing but a number, depending on your emotional maturity, depending on all of these things, right? So
forget age. Show me your trauma report. Show me your CV.
Do we match up or not? Okay.
What's your resume? What's your work resume and your life resume look like? Have you had enough trauma?
It's like, we both have relationship trauma. It's a fit. Oh, you have childhood trauma and no relationship trauma. Not a fit. Oh, you were abused. Not over here. You know what? Different lane.
We both worked at Amazon in 2013? That's a coincidence.
We were both sexually harassed? No way.
How old were you?
Oh, my God. All right, Jamie. Thanks for calling. And have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Great points, man. She said her and her man been together for over 20 years now, and they met when she was in her 20s, he was in his 40s. Look at that. Literally. Yeah. She wrote in.
What, Hudson, my 11-year-old? What?
Were you working at Amazon when I was born?
No.
You said 2013.
No, I was I was working here when you were born. Is that what you asked?
Yeah, you said working at Amazon in 2013.
Oh, we were joking.
I wasn't. I worked at Amazon.
Oh, he worked at Amazon. I was being facetious. Girl, I know. I can't. Okay, bye. Oh, DZ, the ADHD is high in the studio right now. All three of us. 103.7 KISS FM. And then there's you.
And then there's me just groaning and moaning over here talking about ouch.
Oh, well, it's the July edition of Owen and Hudson Visit KISS FM. Hi, my loves.
Like two more editions of this. Don't worry.
Oh, listen to this cockiness over
this
here.
This guy.
Hudson said, we'll be back. My mom works
this
here.
Guy.
I know a lady.
He's gonna forego college and go straight to the pros.
Rude.
All right,
Well, we're going to talk about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom breaking up because I don't think anyone realized this even happened. But before we do that, two things. One, after Am I the Jerk, we've got Lil Wayne tickets. And DZ, you're going to tell us about your doctor appointment yesterday. And if you got cleared for multiple things, including the 4th of July parade on Friday in Oak Creek. And I still haven't told you who we're riding with if you can come.
Honestly, you haven't even told me, and this isn't like
it's
us
so
being
good.
Like, this is no cap. Allie hasn't told me who this float is with, and I'm eager to know.
It's not the firemen. Just know it has nothing. It's not the firemen or the police.
What is it with you and the firemen?
Hello, what do you mean?
That's what we want to know.
What do you
That's
mean?
What we want to know,
what
Hud.
What is it?
Have you seen firemen? I mean, come on, hello.
They're not that hot.
I hope our house never catches on fire because you're causing problems for me right now because the fire department's going to be like, well, you said we weren't good looking. We'll just keep going.
Cooking good looking.
Said, oh, we're not hot. Bet that fire is. Huh.
Anyway, okay, so seriously, though, you want to talk about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom breaking up.
I actually like followed them for like a tiny bit, but now not anymore.
I was shocked. Like yesterday, DZ, I saw this online. I went, no, Katy Perry. It's the headline was something like Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom speak out on their breakup. I'm like, their breakup?
When did they get together?
I thought they just had a baby. Dude.
In 2020, she's 5 now.
The baby's 5?
Her name is Daisy.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn Owen's mic off because he's not listening and he's coughing in the background. Yes, that's okay. Yeah, Hudson, go on.
She revealed her pregnancy in the Never Worn White music video. And I guess really, though, she has a... Because they were engaged.
Yeah, she didn't wear white in the music video. What are you saying?
I'm saying like the name.
Why didn't she wear white?
She's talking about how she never got married before.
Ah, got it.
Got it.
Yes. Got it. That's not true, though. She did get married to Russell Brand on elephants in India. Hold on. You know what, Hudson? That's not true. She has been married.
Is it? Guess cap.
Yeah, that's not
true. I forgot that her and Russell Brand were... her and Russell Brand were still together in my brain. I don't know why.
Yeah, no.
She got a text for divorce like right before she was going to play in Brazil.
From Russell Brand or from...
Russell Brand.
Her and Orlando Bloom never got married then? They were just engaged?
Yeah, they were just engaged.
Ah, for some reason I thought they got married. Whatever. Okay.
Called off the engagement. Man, I'm disconnected because I really I didn't know they were broken up.
Uh-huh.
Two, I don't know how I didn't realize they had a child together.
Yeah, 5 years old.
I don't know when they started dating. When did all this happen, and where was I?
During COVID, wasn't
it? It started back in like 20. Their relationship started. It said 9 years. So
okay, so 2016. He's doing the math in his head. I love it.
2016.
And then they had the baby around. They were off and on though from 2016 to 2020. Then they got back together and had a baby. That's what was going on. They were all over the place before they decided to be together. But that's ended. So who knew? We're playing the catch-up game because pop culture moves so quick that you can't even keep up anymore. It's like, wait, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom? I didn't even know they broke up. So
Wait. Hmm. Are Travis and Taylor still together?
Oh, yeah, they're still together.
Oh, okay.
Which is a fair question because you can go in spurts where you don't see anything about them and you don't know what's going on.
I haven't heard anything about them.
Exactly, because there's no football right now and she's not touring.
She's not on tour. Yeah.
You're getting a break.
They went ghost. They went silent. Mm-hmm. They're not... Do not disturb mode.
They kind of went on do not disturb after the Super Bowl.
Well, do you blame them? They're Travis and Taylor.
Like 2024, like after that Super Bowl, they just kind of went offline.
Don't blame them.
Don't blame them.
Love them. All right. Well, thank you for the pop culture update, Hudson. I appreciate that. My 11-year-old, you're very good at that.
I mean, I found about it from you, but.
No, you guys remember who the OG is around here. Thank you very much. Okay, Hudson.
You heard him, right?
We've been in this lobby for a while.
You know what? Stop it with my age. Here we go again with the age jokes.
Not the lobby. Oh, chat.
You ready for Am I the Jerk?
Let's get it.
Owen, we're getting ready for Am I the Jerk. Has to do with video. He's not interested. Okay, let's go.
I don't think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It's definitely a holiday week, as you can tell by listening.
What?
No.
Nothing, Hudson. It just means we're half here. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So, DZ, today's Am I the Jerk has to do with video games.
Yeah, I'm here for it. You know, I'm not a huge gamer. Like, I wouldn't consider myself like a ninja type.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here for it. I do like to game. As I'm healing from the surgery, I have been gaming more than usual.
What games are you playing?
Don't worry about me, man. This ain't about me.
Hudson's like,
and I'm not trying to give out my gamer tag.
Hudson's like, yeah, but what are you playing? Oh, is that really what it is? He doesn't want people to find him, probably. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it says, it's me, DZ, and my 11-year-old Hudson, because Owen is on the couch watching YouTube now, ignoring us. Okay, so this is a submission. Am I the jerk for telling my friend to grow up over video games?
No.
What do you mean, though?
Hudson,
I'm gonna need you to. No, I need you to explain.
You don't even know the whole story. You can't say yes.
Tell me,
okay.
The Gossip Girl.
Go ahead, Gossip Girl.
My preteen. All right, this is a submission. We can always email us. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. It says, for a bit of background, I am 12, and my other friend is 13.
Wait a second.
Yep. It's not Owen. It's not Owen, but it could be because he's 13. All right, your brother.
Same age.
14.
It's what?
He's going to be 14.
Oh, so it's definitely not Owen.
No, it says, we are in a friend group with one other person. We'll call them Rager and Chill. Those are not their real names. Chill doesn't rage that much, but when Rager rages, woo boy, he screams, he cries, he throws a digital fit. Usually when he rages, we just end the call and Chill and I play. But when Rager did this, I snapped. We play a shooting game called Rivals, and we lost 5-3. But when we did, Rager went ballistic. He said, oh my God, you guys suck. I killed 9 people and you guys killed 2. Note, it was the other way around. And then I told him, if you're just going to scream and cry, then maybe you shouldn't be in the group. This is so written by a 13-year-old. I love this.
1,000%.
Yep. And then it says, maybe you should log off and grow up a little. And he left the friend group and blocked both me and Chill. Chill said that I shouldn't have said that and that I should apologize, but I don't think I should. Am I the jerk? And this is, I saved this for you guys to come in because this is fit for an 11 and 13 year old to join the show with this because it's written by a 12 year old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he the jerk?
No. No.
Oh.
You don't think so? Okay, why, Hudson? You have to
first of all,
to the young logic.
I know for sure that the story takes place. It's on Roblox for sure. I know that.
Okay. Rivals is on Roblox?
Yeah, it's a Roblox game.
Well, that's something I wouldn't know.
Also, it's a game on the Roblox server. Got it.
Good to know, actually. It's actually helpful you're here today. Oh, yes, Owen would like to chime in. Yes.
The king has dusted off his cape.
Oh, here we go with my 13-year-old.
This guy. I'll add as king.
What you got? What you got, Owen?
So, I think...
Yes?
I feel like raging kind of depends on the game, because it is not needed on a Roblox game. You are free to play as much as you like. Now, on a game that's a little bit more harder, like, let's say...
What games are you allowed to rage on? No.
No. Okay. Roblox is not that hard for like, I'd say...
I've never played Roblox. I just watch you guys and give you all my money to waste on it. Yeah.
I'd say more like a puzzle game would be... A puzzle game would be better to rage on because, like, you're actually trying to do something.
A puzzle game?
I think it'd be the opposite,
like,
man.
It should be. Suck.
What?
Like, what if you get, like, stuck or something?
On a puzzle game?
Yeah.
And that's... Oh, they're saying, like, if you get stuck in Candy Crush, then you rage? No.
Candy Crush? No. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I'm just saying something. I don't know.
It's like when I'm stuck on Subway Surfer level 30?
Bro, really, what are you guys talking about? I'm talking about some of the best games ever, like Portal. You guys are talking about Candy Crush?
I never heard of it. I don't know. Do you know what he's talking about, DZ?
No, guys, I'm a Halo guy. Okay, I play Xbox. I don't know Roblox.
Don't you guys
Roblox,
have an Xbox?
Roblox, Yo Blocks,
No Blocks. I don't play Roblox.
I thought you have Xbox at your dad's.
No, we don't have it anymore.
Dad got rid of it.
Oh, never mind.
Like DZ.
Oh, oops.
Is dad the jerk?
DZ. Dad got rid of my 360.
DZ, I'm talking about like a really hard Halo level that you just keep dying on and you can't figure out how to beat.
That's different than a puzzle, man.
Say you're on live.
I think it's different. There's different when you're playing just like the story mode for the video game, right? Because I like where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. You know, Halo is a great comparison. But then there's the different rage that happens when you're playing with another person. Mm-hmm. When you're in an online mode and they kind of impose their will in your game and you're already doing something else, that's bothersome. That's like if somebody were to literally come walk up to you as you're just going to school, walking through the hallway, and they push you. That's called bullying.
All right.
Some people might rage out on that.
I get that. Can I set the scene? So imagine you're
I don't know. Go ahead, Owen.
Imagine
you're
playing
a
team shooter, like something like Overwatch. I don't play Overwatch, but
sure.
Every single player has some sort of like objective to do to help the team get to the like complete the objective.
Sure.
But you got one player sabotaging everything.
Yeah, but the way Overwatch failed is because if one player doesn't do what the other team is doing, the entire team falls apart. Like,
so that's why you guys get mad at one person.
You need that medic, or you need
that.
And
you rage.
And you know, I hear Owen in his room. Like, I can hear. You know, I hear you all day, Owen, talking to your friends.
So do I.
And Hudson hears it too. And Hudson, and do I kid you not? It's like this. It's like, no, don't do that. Get out of that room. Stop. Wait, I got this. What are you guys even playing?
We're playing Backrooms Gmod.
I don't want to know. Never mind. I'm sorry,
mom,
I asked.
If you think that's bad, we're not going into a
4-minute deep
monologue
on video games.
For later.
Hudson,
I love it.
Stop
guys,
it.
Don't get a skip button.
But seriously, y'all.
Are they the jerk going off on the friend who's raging about the video games?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
It's a video game.
You think
this isn't real life. Something that I'm trying to, you know, invoke to Sammy right now is that whatever video game you see me playing, no matter how realistic it looks, it's a video game and it is not real life. Mm-hmm. So that the emotions that you feel in real life shouldn't be translated into the game. Now, do I say that I'm a perfect individual and I don't get frustrated playing? No, I'm not saying that. But I try to at least acknowledge and remind myself, this is a game.
Yeah.
I can't be getting mad at some rando across the country, across the world, across wherever, when I have zero connection to them outside the fact that we're playing this dang game mm-hmm. at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's their version of fun. Great. If I'm starting to get mad at it, it's my time to go, because I'm doing this to not be mad at things.
I really need I really need you to see what's going on in the studio. I have to turn the camera. Look at this. They both have their hands up. They're both dying to talk right now because we're
talking.
We're talking about video games.
This person has been doing this forever.
Hold on. No, we have to go to the calls.
Can I give my opinion?
What's your opinion? Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk, because I play Helldivers too.
Thank you, Owen. Somebody texted in, Allie in Milwaukee said, whose man's voice is that? Owen sounds like a fully grown man. I know, it's my 13-year-old. Yeah, he does. Okay, so the question is this 12-year-old the jerk for basically, what, kicking his friend off
kicking
the game?
Kicking out and blocking their friend. And now you got one less man for the mission. It's a game, man. Everybody plays differently.
I say not the jerk.
Yeah, no, not.
You a jerk, man.
I'm going the other way. Because I think you can't be screaming at people. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can.
Which is ironic coming
from
me.
It's video game culture. That's the thing. It's video game culture. And you have to acknowledge it.
I see what you're...
But they're doing this against the friend group, not other players. Like... Against the friend group.
That's a solid... Okay, no, no, no. We got to go to the phones. We got to go to the phones. We could argue all day. See how passionate they are with video games? I love this.
That's all it took.
You should have more topics like this. Then I'd actually be entitled to like
screw
the show.
You know what?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk was written by a 12-year-old, so I figured it'd only be appropriate to bring it in since Owen and Hudson are here, my 11 and 13-year-old. Hi, Hudson.
Hey.
Hey, DZ. Lord help us. You had a good point,
Lord
though.
Been helping us.
You had a good point about the video game, because this is written by a 12-year-old, but it is about video games. He wants to know if he's the jerk for basically, what, kicking his friend off when his friend started... His friend started raging. I'm turning your mics off because they're doing that thing where they're talking in the background like they haven't been here before. So he wants to know if they're the jerk for cutting off their raging friend, right? On the video games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and that's really what it is. You're playing a video game, right? They're not doing this in real life. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like it's just when you play the game, they get mad. I've met 1,001 of these friends.
Well, I got to pull up the perfect person for this. Owen and Hudson are also in here, my 11 and 13-year-old. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Very passionate about this.
I played a lot of games.
We know. We know. Hudson, they're doing this thing again where you get to hear this, where I tell one to stop, the other jumps in on the other, and
they
I go, I'm the adult, I'll handle this, and then the other
All right, let's get to the calls.
And then they try to do that. These guys.
See what I mean? You hear it, don't you? You hear the fighting, the sibling fighting. Owen, let's go to the phones. Musa, Carl and Indy, hi.
Good morning, Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias.
Thank you.
Oh my
you.
Gosh, I
Thank
can't you. Believe I'm on this. Now.
Am I the jerk? Oh, you're on, Carl. You're on.
Oh, and you're on, my boy. You're the first answer.
And you love video games, and now Owen and Hudson are here, and they get a kick out of you. Carl, jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Wow.
Why?
Because I will say that I get mad on video games, but if I'm on co-op, like if I'm playing Genshin Impact, because I play that a lot, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'm on like in a co-op mode, and I see someone that's like, oh, you're talking like this at me. I'll be like, you know, I'm just going to kick you out. Because I don't want to be like...
You kick people out all the time, Carl, is what you're telling me, that you don't have a problem kicking people out of rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, but these are his friends. These are his friends, though.
It's not strangers, right? These are friends, people you actually know. Would you do that to your friend? Would you kick me out of the room? Would you kick me out of the chat?
Yeah, he's already going against you. You said jerk. He said not the jerk. You'd kick DZ out.
Well, you apologize afterwards. You could apologize afterwards.
And then let me back in? Oh, you just like my other homies.
Hudson, it is actually. Hudson and Owen, seriously, I'm telling you. You hear this? Carl says not the jerk. He says not the jerk.
That's exactly what we're saying.
Yes, Owen.
This is actually perfect because I have something related to that.
What's that?
So This is gonna sound weird, but I led a 2-hour campaign on trying to ban someone from a TF2 server as Freddy Fazbear.
Now I know what you're doing in your room, and I didn't need to know all that. Okay, thanks, Carl. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
By the way, did you ever tell Owen Hudson that I pulled a Escoffier who looks like Allie in Genshin?
No. Oh, I did? Carl found a player that looks like me, an anime person.
I've played Genshin Impact.
I was so lost for a second.
Yeah, that's okay. This is what happened.
Y'all started speaking a different language. I was like, that's not Spanish.
Yeah, Carl, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Peace, man.
This is what happens when my kids come on.
Y'all wild.
Yeah, we're all over the place. All right, let's go. You know, one of our regulars got in, and we haven't heard her voice in a long time. So let's go to Sarah in Kenosha. Sarah, good morning. Hey. Owen Hudson, say hi to Sarah.
Hi.
You met her at the regulars party. It's been many years now, though. All right, Sarah, jerk or not the jerk for kicking out the friend?
I say jerk. I agree with DZ.
Team DZ.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Team DZ, it would be 100% different. Like DZ was saying, if this was a stranger, they didn't, you know, and he was like spoiling the environment of a happy, fun playing game. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's your friend, you should just like, hey, let's turn the game off now and then talk about it later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also being boys, they don't talk about their feelings. They don't understand their feelings at 12 and 13.
Yeah.
Working in a middle school, I see this all the time.
I forget that you work in a middle school, so you're used to the a lack of emotional maturity or whatever.
And they take everything that should be a 2 to 100 and, you know, but yes. Big jerk, major jerk.
All right, cool. We're split down the middle now. Perfect. Jerk and not the jerk.
Tiebreaker.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
You too. Much love. Bye. Yo, that 2 goes to 100 fast, but then it drops back down to 0 almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with little boys, bro. They're so forgetful and just move on.
Well, and DZ, I know you like to play video games, but like, has it always been like this? Like the culture where people are screaming at each other and this is normal, huh? This is normal?
Lobbies have gotten better. Let me just tell you, when it was my heyday, when I was Owen and Hudson's age, when it was the San Andreases of the world, when it was Call of Duty Modern Warfare and not 3, you know what I'm saying? When it was the olden days, these lobbies were aggressive. To just to paint a picture, I haven't experienced as much racial ambiguity as I have in a COD lobby or in like a chat lobby or something like that. People will say the wildest things because they don't know you, they don't see you, they have no connection to you. It's gotten better. Mods have gotten better at making sure the environment's a little more welcoming to everybody, but it used to be bad.
Okay.
It used to be bad.
It's still pretty bad.
Hudson. Well, that's because you're younger. DZ's probably desensitized to it, let's be real. We gotta go to our last caller because we're split down the middle. She finally got her own theme song, and she picked Pretty Girls Walk. Let me turn her up. Woo! Janine in West Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
I'm sorry. I just want to enjoy your song for a second, Janine. That was personal.
That was for us and for you.
Yeah. All right, Janine. It's split down the middle. And Hudson's in here. I don't want my 11-year-old to lose his mind. DZ loves to game. He said jerk. You going jerk or not the jerk?
Sorry, DZ and Hudson. I'm saying not the jerk.
I said not the jerk.
Oh, well, then
you're on their side.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Hudson, you win.
Not the jerk.
And it's ironic since, DZ, you're the one that plays the most.
No, the boys definitely got me beat. The boys definitely got me beat.
Owen does, because he, again, is in his room. I can hear it all day with his friends. Right. I can hear it.
I was never a gamer as a kid. I really was never a gamer as a kid because my parents never bought me the systems that I wanted or the game. So I only video gamed with friends at their houses. That's why I say I'm not like a gamer. I'm not locked in like a lot of these cats are.
Right. You don't have to go upstairs and pull him out of his room for dinner like I do. Like, I don't have to do that to you.
No.
Yeah. Right.
And then he tries to go back in his room to eat while he plays.
While playing the game. Yeah. No, exactly. No. That ain't me.
Oh, all right, Janine. So we're going with jerk. No, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
DZ said jerk. The opposite, not the jerk. All right, Janine.
I'm the Lone Ranger over here.
Sorry, DZ.
Just give it to us. What do you got?
Love you guys.
Thanks, Janine. Love you too.
Back. Bye.
Bye. All right, so that's it. Not the jerk. And now we finally got to read the submission we got from a 12-year-old because I was truly saving it for when you guys were here, Hudson.
Sweet, sweet victory.
Fun insight to a young brain as far as like, I appreciate that you're not putting up with the nonsense, even if it is from a friend. I do think it's a little bogus because it's a video game, and I don't take video games all that seriously.
Uh-huh.
But people do. Some people take video games that seriously. And who's to say?
And Bella texted in and said, in Kenosha, and said, props to this kid for showing some healthy emotional regulation. My neighbor's kid screams like he's being murdered at 1 a.m., so I wish this kid would tell him, not the jerk. Okay, yes, Hudson, one last thought before we move on.
I'm just saying, like, this guy has been continuously doing this stuff for maybe even months.
Well, I mean, now we're making assumptions. We don't know anything about these people other than the email we
probably
got.
The last 12 years.
Yeah, let's be real.
Yeah.
All right. Ever fails, we've lost them, DZ. 103.7 KISS FM. By 8 a.m., they've given up at life. Owen and Hudson have checked out already. We're done. All right.
They're not even there no more.
No. Owen's laying on the couch in the studio watching YouTube or something. Hudson's on the ground playing video games. I'm like, whatever, dude. You guys are over.
They're comfortable.
They're comfortable. Let them come in for their July appearance. They never last past Am I the Jerk, I swear. Okay, DZ, so I'm dying to hear about your doctor appointment, and we have to talk about who they have put me and you in the parade on Friday with, because I haven't told anyone, including you, and it's very exciting who we're going to... And by the way, shout out Oak Creek. 9 a.m. on Friday is the parade, and I apologize to New Berlin. I really feel bad, because you know I talked all that smack, and now I can't even be in their parade, because it's not possible, because we have work logistics. So I'm unable to be in it. So I feel bad because what? I talked all that smack on the air, and then I can't even be in it. They invited
can't
me and everything.
Back it up.
They invited me twice.
Well, once holograms come about and are a little more mainstay, we can be in every single parade.
Yes.
All the time, everywhere.
Or
anywhere.
Or if you don't have a knee problem, we can be in more. Maybe next year we'll do New Berlin. So shout out to them. Their parade's at 1. But we're going to be in Oak Creek on Friday, I think. DZ.
We can try.
Me.
We can try. You. Allie will be there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I need to know what happened at your doctor appointment. What are you cleared to do? What happened?
All right, so, yeah.
Tell me everything.
Yesterday, I had my six-week post-op appointment. If you missed it, I had a knee surgery, an osteochondral allograft. I had transplant knee bone and cartilage from a donor knee put into my leg because I had zero cartilage, bone-on-bone grinding, and degeneration. Like, I've been in a lot of pain the last year.
Clearly.
Or so of my
clearly.
Life. So I'm 6 weeks out now, officially, I think, technically, now this week, and they gave me some good news, not the news I was expecting. I really went in there gung-ho. And
what did you expect?
I expected them to be like, cool, we can start having you do stairs, we can start having you try to drive, we can start having you put more weight on your leg. You're cleared to do everything. You can now swim at the Princeton Club. I was really hopeful. They were like, you're going to return back to life. Do you. Keep the brace on, but do you.
That didn't happen.
I didn't think the brace was coming off. No, not exactly. The doctor said, as hopeful as you are and as gung-ho and animated, we appreciate, but we need you to slow down. You can't overdo it, and it's still easy to overdo.
Yeah.
I felt genuinely good yesterday, and they touched my knee and went, yep, still swollen. And I went, oh, dang, how could y'all tell, bro? Like, what?
Dude,
they're not wrong. I'm just going, how could you tell?
After my skin removals, I mean, we're talking, I was swollen for up to 8 months. It could take 8 months to a year. And they told me that. They're like, you're going to be recovering. You could be recovering up to a year with some of these surgeries. And it was true.
Time.
In hindsight, now you look back and I go, it did take a year almost. I was swollen for, you're going to be swollen, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it swells
the more
eat,
I use it.
All those things make a difference too. If you eat more salt, all these things affect
hydration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you notice it, man. The neuron firings, it's a lot. It's overwhelming.
Oof.
You know, mentally, physically, all that good stuff,
so they
right?
Didn't clear you for the parade? Dang it.
Hold on. Hold on.
Because
I asked, what can I not do?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I straight up asked, Summerfest, talk to me. 4th of July, what's the word?
Yeah.
How long can I be out and about?
Dude.
And they gave me the green light for half of it. So guess what? I can do the parade.
Woo!
I can do the parade.
Yay!
As long as I have comfortable accommodations, meaning I don't have to walk, roll. I could just sit and my leg can be straight. If we can do that, I will bring my pillows. I will decorate them however we need to. And I will ride along and throw whatever candy I can. Man, listen, I am so ecstatic. Uh-huh. Because they said Summerfest is unfortunately probably a little overzealous, well, if you will.
I was going to take you to Summerfest and put you in like a wheelchair and push you around, but the problem is I'm worried about people bumping into your leg, and one little bump sends you over the edge because you're still in a lot of pain. So it's not the best environment to put you in, even though selfishly I want to, but I won't.
Same, same girl, same. But no, and my doc said the same thing. The team literally looked at me and was like, yeah, probably not, just because of the environment, right? And we get that you could be in a safe location, but that doesn't guarantee safety. The parade, they felt a little more comfortable because it's a little more lax. You know, you're not going 100 miles an hour like you are at Summerfest.
And I have news, because we are going to be in the Oak Creek Parade on Friday at 9, the 4th of July parade.
And I'm gonna be there. I could be
and
there. I
I'm
be there.
So excited you're going to be with me. And I know we can figure this out because now that I know it's we and not just me, we are on a float, and we are on a float with very famous local and somewhat national celebrities.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
You guys can text in 414-533-1037, your guesses, because I see Stacy from Sheboygan already texted, and she said, are you going to ride on a float with someone from the Bucks? Nope.
Oh,
nope.
That's a good guess.
Especially, they traded my boyfriend, okay? I mean, or whatever. Damian Lillard's gone. I know, you don't want to talk because you work for the team. I know, I know. Keep all your secrets in. Just tell Dame.
I don't know, man.
Tell him I love him.
Things aren't official as far as my understanding, but listen,
I don't know. DZ's like, shut up, Allie. I'm not talking about this. Okay, fine. So Stacy said someone from the Bucks. No, someone from the Brewers. Well, not, do you have any guesses?
I do, but I feel like... It's one of two things, and my first guess I feel is wrong because I think my second guess is the right one.
What is the one you think is wrong? Okay, give me both, and I'll tell you if one is right.
My wrong guesses is that we were gonna be with the Grand Masons or Grand Marshals, like riding first in the float. They're celebrities. Everybody knows the Grand Marshal of every float.
I love the Grand Marshal idea. We are not the Grand Marshals. These are the texts we're getting because we're talking about, I have not told DZ who we're riding with on the parade in Oak Creek on Friday for the 4th of July. Somebody said it has to be Greg Marcus. Nope. That was Ian in West Dallas. Good guess, but no, because I said
that
local.
That would have been a great guess.
I said local celebrity, maybe national. Somebody said Gruber. No, it's not Gruber.
Ooh,
Gruber would have been a good
call.
One.
One ride? Come on now, it works out. Ooh, Isn't that Gruber?
Carl and Indy said Christian Yelich. Carl, you wouldn't see me, okay? I would tackle him and we wouldn't even make it to the parade, okay? The poor guy would run.
Wouldn't make it to the parade.
Because I'd be
There'd be a party, though. Get out of here.
Fine ass. Okay, it is not Christian Yelich.
All right,
so,
I got one last guess. I got one last guess and I don't want to burn it. Unless somebody said it. Did somebody say it in the text?
Let me see in the text messages. Somebody did say it. Somebody guessed it in the text messages.
Because there's only one other guess of, I mean, more celebrity than us? Who?
I mean, wait, you know what? This deserves a drum roll. Because when they said, Allie, you and DZ could be in the Oak Creek Parade, and we're going to put you with the blank float, I lost my mind. It's not Leroy Butler. It's not Bernie Brewer. It's not David Gruber. I see all your... it's not... No. All your guesses are wrong, except for one.
Hey, Giannis, who is it?
I wish. Except for one. We are going to be riding DZ with the Racing Sausages.
Let's go.
What?
Jayville's Racing Sausages, baby.
Look out, everybody. Erica, you guessed it right on the text line. DZ and I have been invited to ride with the Racing Sausages in the Oak Creek Parade, and I can't wait. I'm going to be surrounded by sausages and my friend DZ.
I was like, we got to reframe that for the post. I'm going to be there now.
It's a dream, okay? It's a dream. And I'm standing next to the chorizo the whole time. So back up, DZ. Back in.
Wait. How come you get the dibs on the chorizo?
I don't know. I don't know why.
I'll take the Italian sausage. That's cool.
Hey, I like all the sausages. I don't discriminate. Listen, you know that.
Chorizo gives me indigestion 9 days in my 30s. So you can have it. That's all you, fam.
I am really excited, though. So, DZ, that's the big announcement. We're going to be in the Oak Creek Parade. parade on Friday. I'm so excited you're cleared. You got cleared.
Can I say,
for
this is a lived dream, bro. Mm-hmm. I've never had an experience with the Johnsonville Racing sausages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been around them.
Oh, you
know,
haven't?
Like, we've endeavored. We've taken pictures.
Sure.
We've seen them out and about, obviously, but this feels different.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like an honorary sausage.
Well, I mean, we kind of are, so.
Come on now.
I can't wait to see all you guys at the parade on Friday in Oak Creek, 9 a.m. Look for the sausages. You know how to find Allie. Look for the sausages.
Look for the sausage, baby.
Woo! 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buenos dias.
And hello, Hudson. Hello, my 11-year-old. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Hudson. Owen has given up. He's here, my 13-year-old, but he's on the couch, DZ, and he doesn't want to be on anymore. He's over it so far.
Oh, he called it quits. He's 13.
Yeah, he doesn't know about real jobs where we have to keep going when we don't want to, let me tell you. Okay, I've been dying to talk about this on the air. DZ Hudson has been apparently Googling Kiss FM and all of the things over the past 20 some years that I've worked here, and you too, DZ.
Yep.
Because for those that don't know, DZ did not, even though he joined the morning show officially almost 3 years ago, you were in the building for years. You did overnights on Kiss FM. You were a part timer. You were a street teamer. You were our production assistant. I mean, DZ.
I worked in our sports station. I've been in the building for a while.
You've been around forever, and I've known you for a lot longer than just 3 years. So, DZ actually being on the street team remembers some of these events, probably, Hudson, because Hudson's bringing up stuff I didn't even know was on the internet.
All right, you know
he's
what?
He's bringing up on my days where I was bigger, and which is fine. I mean, they happen, but he's pulling up videos I don't need to see.
Okay.
The Kiss FM Google rabbit hole is deep.
It's deep.
Let's just say that.
What'd you find?
I found a video where, like, you got six dads to dress up as Hannah Montana for real Hannah Montana tickets.
Oh, God.
Wait. I wasn't there for that one.
I think I was here. Vaguely remember this. We had six dads. You would never do this in today's day and age. This is so offensive, by the way. I mean,
why?
Men try, now it's a joke, men dressing up as women. I mean, this is back
called in the drag.
Day.
You ever been a Hamburger Mary's?
Yeah, well, they. Hell yeah, I have. I love drag queen bingo. But we had six dads, whoever got picked, and they had to dress up as Hannah Montana. And I don't remember who won, but somebody got Hannah Montana tickets, I'm sure. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. What else did you find?
I found you interviewed Simon Cowell.
I did. What were you going to ask, DZ? You just almost asked something.
No, I was just going to... You know what? I'm more interested in the Simon Cowell interview. Oh. Hold on. What year was that?
2005. I was sent out to American Idol. This is when Carrie Underwood won. I was there for that. They flew me to L.A. I was, 25? They flew me to L.A., and I spent a whole week in L.A. at the finale of American Idol, and I interviewed people like Dominic Purcell, because prison break was about to start.
I was like, why do I remember that name? So that's why.
And Simon Cowell was one of the people I got to speak with, and there's a video on the internet to prove it. So yeah, that's up there.
I found your Lizzo interview.
Oh yeah, that's recent. That was 2019, wasn't it, TZ?
I'll tell you something interesting about that one.
What?
I was told I couldn't go to that. Yeah, I was told.
Why?
I'll air it out.
I remember that they were trying to keep it all private, so they only let like a few people from the station come in along with the winners, and then there was plenty of space for you because it was on top of the Journeyman and the rooftop.
They said I wasn't that cool at the time. I wasn't cool. I wasn't cool enough.
Did I what?
Did you do like a show with Pick and Save?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure I've worked with them.
What's in the cart with Ali Faith?
Sounds about right.
These were ad campaigns, and I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, I don't want people to look at some of these because I was not my healthiest, but at the same time, you can see the glow up, so screw it. Go look at the old videos. It was me. I lived this life. Go ahead. What else What else did you find about Kiss FM on the internet, Hudson?
I found Wes and Ronnie showed off the building.
Do you know who they are? Have you ever heard of those guys?
I've seen them now.
Well, I worked with them.
I've definitely heard
garbage
talk about them.
Well, they've met you before, and they don't work here now.
And DZ knows them. They've actually have met you. You don't remember them, but you were a baby. Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad that show's long gone.
You did your campaign with Ford.
Oh, yeah. I worked with Sorensen. Okay, so now you're just finding my own personal ads.
Ad stuff.
I wanted to know what Kiss FM things you found, like the Hannah Montana, you know, that was fun, the contest.
Okay, so you were with the Green Bay Packers with Wes and Ronnie?
No. I interviewed Aaron Rodgers with them. Oh, that's me interviewing Aaron Rodgers. Wait, that's on the internet?
Yeah.
Greg Jennings is... Jeez, I didn't even know that was on the
internet. You and a bunch of other Packers players are there.
Yeah, you're damn right. I remember that.
Oh, three of What's in the Cart.
Okay, Hudson, you're in a hole now. Never mind. The funny thing, you know what he said to me, DZ, in the car
this morning?
He goes... Let me pull up the Kiss FM Wikipedia. And I go, well, it better have me as the queen.
You weren't even mentioned.
I wasn't even mentioned. 20 years on the air, nothing. I said, I better be the queen and DZ better be the king or screw that.
No one was even mentioned. No
DJs were mentioned on the 103.7?
No one who's worked here was mentioned.
The horror.
Well, we're going to have to write to Wikipedia.
I guess AI runs this.
Yeah, we're going to have to hit the moderators of that page.
Well, I don't know how to fix it. Did you find anything else DZ might remember, like from the Hannah Montana days when we did that? Nothing? That was all found?
There's not a lot.
Okay. Well, Kiss FM has a long history.
Three episodes of What's in the Car. Okay.
I got it.
Listen,
you know what? Pick and Save should be paying me for those if they're still up there, quite frankly. Honestly, I should get those taken down.
The rabbit hole is deep, and it depends on which avenue you get to. Because I remember so much.
Ali Faith on YouTube.
No, don't.
And that's how
No, don't.
No, don't. No, don't. Please, God, don't. Never mind. You know what? This is a bad idea.
Don't do that.
Never mind.
I know.
Hudson, never mind. DZ, do you have like a core memory at Kiss FM that sticks out for you? Because we've had so many. I can't. And Hudson's reminding me of things like me interviewing Simon Cowell. These are things that I forgot about, you know, because it's been 20 years.
I remember one of my first Kissmas Bash shows. It always stood out to me because it was the first time I was at the rave, quote unquote, working. Mm. Any other show I had been to at the rave was attending, you know, mm-hmm. concert goer. But one of my first Kissmas Bash shows was the 303 Kissmas Bash.
yes. I don't know what year that was. That was a long time ago.
That had to have been like, I don't know, 20, 2013, 2014, mm-hmm. something like that. I don't know. It was a while ago, but it was one of them times where you literally just, you felt such different energy, and it was a takeover event to where there was a huge KISS banner, and you knew you were at the rave, but at the same time, it was like KISS FM's rave, mm-hmm. you know, the rave presented by KISS.
We would take it over.
The after party was lit. The people that were there were amazing. I'm talking about everything top to bottom just felt cool. The different acts, because it wasn't just 303. It was a whole Christmas bash.
We used to have these huge concerts, Hudson, where we would bring in all these bands and artists, and they would play. And that's why, like, look over here, Hudson. You see all these signed pictures in the KISS studio. Like, Panic at the Disco was one of the headliners. And what year was this? 2016.
Martin Garrix?
Nobody knows who Martin Garrix is.
16 or 17?
That's why he was an opener.
He's a famous DJ.
That's why he was an opener. Okay, so it's fine. It's okay if you don't know. But Panic at the Disco.
I almost spilled a drink on Martin Garrix that concert. Another core memory. We were in the back, just we were getting excited, Jack, to go on for his set, and I literally almost spilled my entire drink on that man right before he went on stage.
I know. Shout out Martin Garrix. Hudson's asked me about Meghan Trainor. DZ has a Meghan Trainor connection. You know that? Meghan Trainor came and played one of our Christmas bashes. I can't remember. Who did she open for? She opened for somebody. And she came out and did, you know.
Was it Jason Derulo? No.
It might have been. I don't remember. Maybe. Anyway, she came, but DZ has a Meghan Trainor story for you, Hudson. Go ahead,
DZ. All right,
tell
me.
So at one point, we used to have this giant Meghan Trainor cutout in the studio, kind of like the Big Bango that we got in the studio right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was when she was promoting All About That Bass.
Yeah.
So it had a picture of her posed, not facing forward, but facing backwards. And me and Miss Meghan Trainor had a cool little interaction on social media because she liked my picture, showed me some love because I took a picture with the cutout and the fake butt that they sent at the time.
Because she was all about butts, which is ironic because I don't know if you've seen her lately. She's really skinny. She must be on Ozempic.
She's super thin now.
She's lost a ton of weight, but anyway, the irony.
Lost all the bass and the treble.
I did. I got excited.
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't have to narrate that I stood up for everyone, Hudson. He's like, you just jumped out of your chair.
But you could literally, on social media, find a picture that Meghan Trainor liked, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, on my Instagram, when I took a picture of the cutout in the studio, man.
Basically,
this was long before.
Basically, they're best friends. That's what I was getting at.
Basically, I could text her right now. I could FaceTime her if I want to, but I'm not gonna.
Aaron doesn't care. His wife's fine with it. She knows they're buddies. It's fine. All right. Well,
she knows she's my bestie.
Those are a few of our stories. Hudson, please stop Googling. Please, okay? Because thank God we didn't have the internet. We didn't have much for the first 10 years, or there'd be way more out there, DZ. Now we're screwed with everything being on there, but you know, hey, it's fine.
Yo. We got corrected on who she was here for.
Who?
She was the opener for Wiz.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa.
And Wiz was a little bit late because that man was out here buying shoes. I'll bust this man out.
He was
probably at Clucking for Kicks or something.
Wait, Wiz was late because he was buying shoes? I never heard story.
This is news to me. I hadn't heard that story until just now. But yeah, our boss hit us up and was like, she opened up for Wiz and Wiz was late.
I don't remember that at all. Unbelievable. Oh, I love the KISS memories, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Oh, I see phones ringing. You guys can always text them in to 414-533-1037 because we love reminiscing. Because Kiss, man, it's been around 20, 30 years, something. 30, almost 30.
If you say Kiss FM, you better say Legends.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.